discussing and approaching contemporary gender issues through a feminist lens. Our goal is to educate, engage, and challenge the dominant hegemon.
Hello and good morning, everyone. There was a glitch, but I think we have handled it quite well. So welcome to another episode of Intravenous, where we'll be talking about all things gender from a feminist lens. And today we have a wonderful guest, Yasmin, with us, who will be talking with us about the International Women's Day, which is coming up on 8th of March. And before I give the floor to her, I would like to introduce myself and also acknowledge that we are broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Kwakutlam, Musqueam, Swamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations, and this is the campus community radio for Simon Fraser University. So yes, Yasmin, take it away and please introduce yourself.
Hi everyone. My name is Yasmin Simsek. I am currently a grad student in the Gender, Sexuality, and Women's Department, which is why I got involved with all things women, all things feminist. And yeah, we're currently planning a International Women's Day march for this year's International Women's Day. We're not doing it on the day because March 8th is a Wednesday, and we thought that that might be a little bit of an annoying day to attend a march, so we're doing it this Sunday, March 5th. Mm-hmm. And we're doing it downtown Vancouver at the Art Gallery, by the North Plaza, where we'll have 2 hours of speeches, and then we'll do 2 hours of rally afterwards. So that's kind of the gist of our day.
That is super interesting, and I feel like Sunday is a good day too because it's sunny, so I hope it's not too cold on that day.
Fingers crossed.
But yeah, could you tell us more about the march and what sort of themes are you guys looking at and what is going to happen at the march?
Okay, so we start at, officially we start at 12. Already from 11 o'clock you can come down and make a sign. We have equipment to make a sign so you can like get your message across for the march. But from 12 we'll have 2 hours of speeches that starts with an Indigenous welcome ceremony, which is done by Jaylene McRae. Who's a trans two-spirit woman from Treaty 4. Really excited to hear from her. And then we have we have a bunch of amazing speakers. We have Dr. Jennifer Marchbank from SFU, who's a professor in the Gender, Sexuality, Women's Studies Department, who'll be talking about gender violence and queerness. That's going to be super interesting, I think. We also have speakers from Abortion Rights Coalition Canada and Canadian Women for Women in Afghanistan. We have someone from the HIVA Collective who will be speaking about the Iranian Revolution. That was some of them. I'm not going to give it all away. You can come down and have a look on Sunday.
You have to go there. Okay. Yeah. And could you like explain more broadly? I think this is a very broad question, but what is like International Women's Day mean, or like what is it about, if you were to tell to someone who doesn't know?
So International Women's Day is actually like quite an old at this point invention. The first march was had in 1911, which I think surprises a lot of people, but it started off as like a fight for like the suffragette movement, like fighting for women's voting rights. Since then, it's developed. In the beginning, it was quite like a socialist day. Like, it wasn't like a common day for everyone. But I think in the latest years, it really has become like a day for women everywhere, because it's the rest of the year is Men's Day. So we have this one day where, like, in my opinion, is the day where we can like roar as loudly as we want and no one can say anything. No one can call us hysteric or angry or whatever they call us. And we can literally just talk about all the things that matter to any self-identifying woman everywhere. So what we're really focusing on is to highlight, because Vancouver is such an international city, we have diasporas of women from just about everywhere, and I think it's super important that we amplify their voices, especially because a lot of these people are not able to safely demonstrate in their home countries. And since we are able to here, I think it's super important. I think it's almost our duty to do so and give them a space to do so as well. So I think the day means a lot of different things to different people. One thing that is kind of common all around is the march. like having a march where you go through the streets, you have speeches, you unite with other women that all fight different battles to you, but you're also all fighting the battle of being a woman. And these marches happen worldwide on this day or around this day. And Vancouver didn't have an annual one, so we thought it's about time.
That's very good initiative, I would say, and I would love to join if I can. And do you have a main goal that you want to achieve with this march? So what is one, or I know there are multiple issues like gender-based violence that could be your focus, but what is this year's focus?
So the official focus this year of International Women's Day is hashtag embrace equity. I thought, well, it's a little bit broad, so we kind of thought to just focus on more specific issues. So we're not fighting for one specific issue. We're fighting for a lot of different issues. I think probably our focus this year, a lot, as you'll see on the speakers, have been on like international women's issues, which I think giving this 2022 is really important. But what we're really hoping to be the goal of the march is to like create a space where all self-identifying women can let out their frustration in a quite a healthy manner, find like solace with the community, and get inspired to make a change for women and all gender non-conforming people worldwide. I think being in a group with people who are all fighting the same cause, even though they have individual fights as well, it can be super uplifting, and those energies can bounce off each other and can inspire people to actually like take action. So I hope people will be able to like connect with one another and, yeah, get inspired to each go out and make their own little change in the world.
And for like people, except from joining, what else can they do there? And is there somehow they can volunteer and set up with the event?
I think at this point we have all the volunteers we need, but if someone's really keen, we won't say no. So they can, I think the best way to reach us is probably on our Instagram, which is IWD March Van. But otherwise, we're planning to make this an annual event. So there's definitely ways that people can help next year and be part of it from much earlier, because right now we're down to the last few days of like just getting stuff done. But like most of the stuff has been done quite a bit in advance. So they can definitely come down and be a part of it. If someone really wants to run a chant for the rally, we can definitely make that happen too. If someone has like a chant they want to do, we have a megaphone and everything. So I think, yeah, if you want to be a part of it, just reach out to us on Instagram and we can definitely figure something out. But attendance is key, and like bring all your friends down and yeah, come early to make a sign as well, so that we can have these, we can all like have our own message represented kind of thing.
Super cool. And what will be one takeaway that people should take from this march by participating here in the march? What's like one thing, like, is it awareness? Do you want people to be more aware after this march, or is there something specific?
I think for me personally, I just hope it's the inspiration. Like, and I think a lot of the people, because this is the first one, I think a lot of the people who will attend are people who are already very aware of a lot of these issues. So my biggest hope is that people will come and feel inspired to do something in their own community. So like, they're like, oh, well, if I just went to this march, like if a march can happen in Vancouver, then we can do this little thing in like either my family or in my school, my class, like something like that. And just get inspired to like do something for women. Because I think if we all actively do something, that is hopefully one day we will see change.
Perfect. And can you tell people or the listeners how they can attend or where to look for more information on attending?
So I think the best information would probably be on our Instagram, which was IWD March Van promotion. Mm-hmm. but we also have a Facebook event. So if you search International Women's Day March Vancouver, I'm sure it'll pop up. If anyone wants to take down my email, it's yvs@sfu.ca. So there's plenty of ways to get in touch with us. And otherwise, just come down At 11, if you want to make your sign, or at 12, where the speeches start by, you know, the big plaza at the art gallery downtown, like super beautiful space. And the speeches will be held on the steps there. So hopefully you shouldn't be able to miss us.
Yay, exciting. And is there anything that I missed and that you would like to add?
We are currently confirming our ASL speakers. So most likely there will be ASL on the day as well, which I don't know how super helpful that is to a radio station, but if anyone knows anyone that needs ASL interpreters, they will be there on the day. And yeah, we're really happy to be able to provide that, actually. So that's, I think, the only other thing I wanted to mention.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for making the time, Yasmin. It was lovely talking to you. And I really hope you guys go and join this march, because it's very important. And we have one music that Yasmin chose. It is her favorite, which is Power by Little Mix. So you guys listen to that, and then we'll have a little chat about how to be single and happy. And my co-host Vivian will be joining us to talk about it.
You're so welcome. I did a radio show in my undergrad. It was very machine when I do it. I'll be catching fire, gasoline when I do it.
My turn. I make this so easy. Hit it boom like gasoline. Hit they call me Lamborghini. Cause I know just what I'm worth. It's a 0 to 100. But my body make them stutter. Stop my engine. Push the button. Hit them. Don't be coming first. Yeah, I'm a machine when I do it. I'll be catching fire. Gasoline when I do it.
When them boys talk loose and tell you power's for a king, huh? You just play it cool and tell them power's not a thing. What? You look them in the eye and say, I know I'm not a guy, but see there's power in my losses and there's power in my wins. Independent woman looking shower in your bims. They call me Coco, but I'm Mike, you can't be powder in my skin. And you don't need to spend another hour in the gym. You know I'm blinded by his grace, but when you found me, I was dim. We'll be counting down the years, yeah, I'm about this. All them dirty secrets that we share, I'll clear the browsers. We the type to build on our careers and share the houses.
So
you can be a woman and a boss and wear the trousers at the same time. I ain't never letting go. But as long as I'm alive, then I'll be sponsoring your pride. You know there's power in the couple, let me compliment your vibe, girl.
Oh,
Okay, you guys were listening to Power by Little Mix, and we will be talking a bit about being happy and being single. And I really like this idea, and Vivian was the one who like suggested this, so I'm super excited to learn and hear what Vivian has to say on this. But yeah, how's your week been, and how's everything?
Oh, it's good. Actually, it was great because I'm a little bit sick, so my voice is not that great. My nose is running all the time, but I'm okay, I guess. And yeah, I had a little bit of a rough morning because I missed my bus because my first bus was delayed. And yeah, my weekend was still good. And yeah, I really enjoyed doing the research for today's show, and it was a good week. It was a good start into the week. And yesterday, unfortunately, I couldn't do my show, which was a little bit sad because I'm also hosting Speak Up every Tuesday, and I couldn't do that because of the snow, and it was so snowy outside. But yeah, I'm here today, and I'm glad that we can do today's show of Intravenous. And how was your weekend, and how was your birthday party? Because Pranjali had her birthday last week, and happy birthday to you again, personally. I hope you had a good birthday celebration, and that you celebrated your birthday.
Yeah, it was quite fun. Like, it was supposed to be more fun if I didn't have midterms over the week. Yeah. But I made sure to not do anything on the birthday, like not study, not open my laptop or do anything. Like, literally, I just threw away all the things and I was like, I'm not going to do anything. And I went for a little spa.
Nice.
Then did some skincare because, like, okay, I was like having pimples everywhere, but I just relaxed, and then it was a lot talking on phone because, like, people from my home country were calling me, and it was, like, lots of replying to wishes, so, you know. And some people also, like, wished me on email, which is super cool. Like, I really appreciate you guys sending wishes over email. That's really special. And then I went out with my mom. We had some really, really good food in downtown, and, yeah, I was just, like, strolling on the road with her, so it was like so much fun. We like enjoy each other's company so much, so yeah, just love that. And I also know that you were listening to this podcast, which originated this idea. So yeah. what is this podcast, and what gravitated you to listen to it?
So actually, it's called Call Her Daddy, which is a really weird name for a podcast, I have to be honest. But when I started listening to that podcast, probably in 2020, when the pandemic hit and I had nothing to do, and I was looking on Spotify for a new podcast, and this one popped up, and I started listening to it, and it's all about feminism and how to be a powerful woman. And she always, so the host is, her name is Alex Cooper, and she always invites different guests to her show to talk about different issues and different topics. And it's a really nice podcast. I can only recommend it to you guys if you want to listen to a feminist podcast about different things like dating or grief, it's okay that you're not okay, or the guide to a navigating friendship, or how to become more confident in social settings. And she always invites psychologists or experts in that field she's talking about. So I listened to a episode, it's called How to Be Single and Happy, and it's with a psychologist. And I can just read you the description real quick. So, are you burned out from one bad date after another? Are you sick of being single? Are your thoughts consumed with finding the right person? Life doesn't have to start when you find a partner and couple up. Clinical psychologist Dr. Jenny Tates is here to give us all the tools to stop over-analyzing romantic encounters, get over regrets after past relationships, and identify what you want and need in a partner. She helps to shift your mindset so that you can live a full living life, whether you're single or in a relationship. yeah, and I really liked this episode because it's all about being happy with yourself and not about like you need a partner and how you can find a partner, but how to be happy with yourself and then start over with dating if you want to do that. And that's what I really, really liked. Also that she invited a psychologist that actually also wrote a book called How to Be Single and Happy. And that's what I really, really like. So, yeah, that's what the podcast is about. And that's why I had this idea to talk about it, because I think it's such an important issue for so many people out there. Because I think actually in these... yeah, in these last years of the pandemic, probably some people felt lonely without a partner or lonely in general. And I think it's important that you should know that you don't need anyone to be happy, and you can be happy with yourself. And yeah, that you're powerful and that you don't need anybody to be happy or that makes you happy all the time. But you should make yourself happy. That's all I can say.
No, that is very true. And also, like, there have been a lot of hiccups, I feel like, in the episode. Mm. And that's because I didn't have my coffee. But yeah, anyway. So yeah, I'm a little lazy because today I had like 9 hours of sleep, which is very unusual for me.
Oh,
it's always very less than that. So mm-hmm. Yeah, but I feel like there's a lot of pressure when you go on like social media and see that everybody is sort of like paired up. And all your friends are doing something or the other on the weekends, and like this is happening or that is happening. But I think it's very important to like embrace your own speed. So whatever you like or whatever you want to do, just be comfortable in that. You don't have to jump in things that you're unsure about or you are not ready at this point. So I feel like it's very important to take your time, think mm-hmm. about things, and not be in a rush, because like everybody is doing it, so you also need to do it. It's not that. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I think I will be talking a bit about how like being single is generally attributed to younger generation or like younger proportion of the population. But I think being single, struggling with all these societal pressures of being with someone, also extends to people beyond their 30s and 40s mm-hmm. and 50s. So we are not experts here, but we'll be sharing more about like our personal perspectives on these things. Before one song, which is called Big Bunny, I played this 2 times on my open mic and I really enjoyed it. And I wanted to share with you guys, and then we'll talk more.
I did not mean to disappoint you.
That was quite a lot of beat for a morning song, and I feel like it's really good because, like, I will get over my sleep only this way. Yeah, so when, like, Vivian shared me this idea of, like, having a talk about being single and happy and content, I really thought about people who we might not think about in this line. So when we say single and happy, we might think about young teen people, young adults who might be finding it hard to find their significant others and so on. But I feel like being single might also mean being single or, like, not having having a partner, but who is not as committed to you, like, mentally, or not meeting your other needs. So that is also, like, a zone where you could, like, feel that you are single even when you're in a relationship. So I feel that is a very, like, complex situation that I'm trying to picture here. But I think even at that point, you have to be comfortable in your own skin and be okay with whatever you do or whatever you bring, because, like, every individual has something that he or she brings to the table, and they should always remember that there is something unique, something special about themselves. That is very important, and nobody in the world has the same things as you. So you are your own kid, and yeah. What do you think about this, Vivian?
I think also when we're talking about how to be single and happy is that sometimes I think we leave out some particular groups in our society, for example, single mothers. So my mother was a single mother for 5 years because my dad left for work and stuff. And I experienced how life of a single mother is. And I was a kid, and I felt the pressure that my mom had and also the judgment from other people and stuff. So there was so she wasn't single, she was still with my dad, but my dad was only at our house on the weekends, so she had to manage everything on her own, and it was very stressful for her, I guess, but she managed to do it, and I'm very thankful that she managed to raise us and to take care of us still in that situation. And I think not everybody can do that, because not everybody is so strong that they can take time for themselves as well as take time for their kids. So it's kind of hard to don't leave yourself out of the situation, because I think as a single mother you forget about yourselves, because you all you care about is your kids and how to raise your kids, how to feed your kids. And I think that's a big thing that single mothers